Cain mentality versus mind's idea. In the allegory of Adam and Eve, it is recorded that when Eve bore her first child, Cain, she declared, "I have gotten a man from the Lord." Was this true? Is mortal man derived from or sanctioned by the Lord? Does the mind of God produce a corruptible kind of man who is separate from himself? One that sins, suffers, and dies? The mistake of Eve's declaration soon became clear by Cain's misguided mental state. Why was Cain's first tribute to God refused? What was the mental state of this man who could at one moment offer earth fruit to God and in the next moment kill his brother? Is it possible to love soul and harbor envy and resentment toward your brother, your fellow man? Certainly, he did not love God with all his heart and mind. Neither was there any love in his heart for his brother, nor honor for his parents. Moses declared, "The Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." The truly humble pray, "Let us not be tempted, but deliver us from evil." Cain unapologetically relished temptation, and as a result, he failed miserably. In short, he broke all the commandments. No wonder his offering was not acceptable. Have you ever been disappointed when your prayers do not receive their desired results and been tempted to ruminate over it with excuses, or worse still, to blame God for not hearing you? It is well to examine the heart and root out whatever is offensive. We must recognize that there is no egotism in divine love, that personal judgment and divine justice are opposites, that matter and spirit cannot coalesce, and that death and life are as irreconcilable as darkness and light. Humility and an earnest desire to be whatever God has in mind are most desirable. If we are clinging steadfastly to God and still find ourselves buffeted by apparent failure, loss, lack, or threats of violence, as Jesus was when criminal charges were leveled against him, it indicates that we have allowed what Mary Baker Eddy calls malicious animal magnetism to try us in the wilderness, meaning that we have been carried into the land of arguments. From Christ's point of view, failure is impossible, for evil can do nothing except destroy itself. Truth reigned supreme in Jesus' consciousness and fought his battles for him. He allowed men to attempt destruction of his body to show us how to conquer sin in its most malicious form, intoxicated wisdom, righteous indignation. Jesus described the product of malicious animal magnetism as persecution for righteousness' sake. We must recognize that we are not now and have never been separate from God, and that there is nothing that can sever that connection. Therefore, there is no wilderness arena where sin can have its day. God is good, not malicious. God is spirit, not animal. Attraction is divine, neither magnetic nor hypnotic. God rests in action, and you are that action. You are the harmony of heaven. God's man never fails to be God's man. There are no rejects, no closed doors, no obstructions, for there never was a commandment-breaking Adam or a murderous Cain in or out of heaven. Infinite soul is our true gift. The only acceptable offering is to understand soul as soul. Thank goodness.